أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due The unique with perfect attributes He begets not nor was He begotten He has no equal But He is the Almighty All affairs are managed according to His wisdom And there is no support with Him I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship Except Allah to whom belongs all the praise And He has power over all things I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger who was sent as a warner and as a lamb giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection. Today inshallah sisters we will have Surah Al-Ma'un. Surah Al-Ma'un is Surah number 107. First I will read for you the Surah in Arabic. And then inshallah I will read it with you in English. We will know the meaning, then we will recite it all together. Sister Fawzia is making copies for you from the surah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ara'ayta alladhi yukadzibu bid-deen. فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, have you seen him who denies the recompense? That is he who repulses the orphan harshly and urges not on the feeding of the needy. So woe to those who perform the salah, the hypocrites, those who delay their salah, those who do good deeds only to be seen of men and withhold the small kindness from the other people. Now, inshallah, I will give you the meaning of this surah of the Quran, which is one of the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran, chapter 30. And actually, again and again, we must remember and believe and know that the last chapter of the Quran is the chapter where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about the Day of Judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also warning the believers to remember the Day of Judgment and to do the deeds which will save them on the Day of Judgment. Regarding this surah, Surah Al-Ma'un, surah number 107, which is called the Small Kindness. Okay, what is the goal of this surah? The goal of this surah is to learn that the establishment of one of the most fundamental aspects of faith. It is related to the phenomena of hypocrisy and false appearance. In Islam, the apparent aspects of the different acts of worship have no meaning unless they are motivated by sincerity and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, when the Muslim has sincerity in his worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will lead to purity of his heart, and this will lead that he will follow the right path in the worldly life. All his acts, deeds and sayings will be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, his social behavior will be a reflection of his sincerity in worship. That is to say, he will be having the Islamic behavior, which is full of mercy and compassion. A man can profess to be a Muslim. That is, he accepted this religion and all its principles, offer prayer regularly, observe other acts of worship, yet be lacking in the essence of faith and sincerity of belief. In fact, he may be very far from these realities, for there are signs which indicate the firm establishment of these qualities in men's hearts. This surah is sending a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims that they must remember that Islam is not acts which we do it for the sake of showing off of the people. Islam is the belief and sincerity in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this means that to do all the deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and to forget about the people completely, because if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will have no value for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, in verse number 1, 2 and 3, Allah started the surah with a question addressed to all who can see. This question, 107, this is the paper. Yes, this question actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is generating generating suspense regarding the question is, who is the creature identified by the Quran as the one who denies the religion of Islam? Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this surah that for Muslims whom they call themselves Muslims, they must be aware of the characters which are mentioned in this surah, because maybe they will be under the impression that they are Muslims, but in reality they deny the religion of Islam. This is the importance of Surah Al-Ma'un. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah is answering this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that it is the person who has these qualities, which I will mention it now briefly, then I will mention it in detail. The person who has these qualities is a Muslim who denies the religion of Islam. You see? So everyone has to be aware of these characters, because if I say I am a Muslima but I have these characters, in reality I am not a Muslima. In the evaluation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be evaluated as a creature who denies the religion of Islam. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you know, in verse number 1, have you seen him who denies the religion? Okay, so what are the characters of this one? Number one, in verse number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who wickedly rebels the orphan, humiliating him and hurting his feelings. Okay? So this is number one. I will mention to you briefly the characters of that person who denies Islam from the Muslims. Okay? And then we will discuss it in detail. Number two, he is the one who urges not the feeding of the needy. This is number two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, so the punishment will be for those whom they perform the prayers while they are only looking for the showing off from the human being. And the proof is that they always delay their prayers, and their prayers is not a complete one. And they are also the one whom they withhold the small kindness from the other brothers and sisters in Islam. So these are the characters of the people whom Allah will categorize them on the Day of Judgment as those are the ones whom deny the religion of Islam. Number one, the ones whom they treat the orphan in a harsh way, okay, and they hurt their feeling. Number two, they don't care for the needy. And number three, their prayers is not their prayers are for the goal of showing off, and it is not complete one. And number four, they are not willing to help the people. Details about this character, so that inshallah we will not be deceiving ourselves that we are believing that alhamdulillah we are Muslims, but in reality we are categorized with those whom Allah will make them from those whom deny the religion of Islam. Number one of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the one who treats the orphan in a harsh way, okay, and is always hurting his feeling, this is the one who is classified as denying the religion of Islam. This is number one. Number two, the one who urges not on the feeding of the needy. And number three, Actually, those whom they withhold the small kindness from the other brothers and sisters in Islam. What is the meaning of these characters? The meaning of these characters is that, sister, we must believe that the true belief in Islam is not a spoken word, but an overall change of the individual's heart, motivating him to goodwill for all his fellow beings that are in the fellow beings whom they are in need of care and protection. Allah does not want words from the servants, but demands deeds to support the spoken words. Okay, so again and again, sisters, this is our problem with Islam, is that we don't understand what is the spirit of Islam, what is the message of Islam. The message of Islam, sisters, is that you believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe that Allah is the one who creates everything, Allah is the one who owns everything, Allah is the one who knows everything, Allah is the one who plans, administrates, controls everything, Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, Allah is the only mercy in this life. When you believe in all of this, immediately you will be willing to obey all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are for your sake. As a true believer in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, there are fundamental basic rules which you must believe in, which will help you to build your Islam correctly. Our problem with Islam is that we don't have the fundamental base for Islam in our spirits. We are just interested to have the meaning of this verse of the Quran and to know that rule of the fiqh and to attend this lecture about Sharia. But what about the fundamental base of your religion? The fundamental base of the religion of Islam is not clear in most of the spirits of the Muslims. What is the proof? The proof is the behavior and the manners and the values of the Muslims in the worldly life. When you look to the most of the Muslims, not all the Muslims, but most of the Muslim. When you observe most of the Muslims, you notice that their spirit, okay, the reality of Islam is not clear. Because when the reality and the message of Islam, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will touch the heart of the Muslim, immediately your heart will be motivated to do the good to every human being. And when you look around you, you notice that most of the Muslims are not willing to do the good to all the human beings. And when they plan to do the good, they do the good for a worldly reason, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the Muslims nowadays, this is their reality. Accordingly, their problem on the Day of Judgment is that they will be categorized according to Surah Al-Ma'un, that they are the one whom they deny the religion of Islam. You see, sister, this is our problem as Muslim. This is chapter 30 of the Quran, which most of the kids, Muslim kids, they memorize it by heart, especially in the Muslim countries. Parents are supposed to clarify the meaning to their kids. And when they are clarifying the meaning to their kids, because Quran is not the book for memorization without understanding, Quran is the message and way of life, the parents are supposed to understand the message. When they will explain this surah to their kids, they will clarify to their kids that my kid, Islam is not to memorize the Quran or just to recite the Quran or to perform prayers while you are not having the sincerity. Islam is the belief in the unity of Allah, which will change your heart in a way that you will be willing to do all the good for your own sake. Because when I will do the good, okay, not looking for anything from any human being, only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, my deeds will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When my deeds will be accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one whom I believe that He is the only will, the only power, the only mercy, will shower me with all the mercy. So when I will do good for all the people around me, in reality I am doing good for myself. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, be merciful to others, Allah will be merciful to you. Be merciful to others, this is your mercy. Human being, mercy is nothing. It can't be compared with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you do good to the people, what good a human being can do to the other human being? Just good intentions. Not more than this. Because the intentions will be transformed to deeds according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today I can tell you, sisters, I have the intention to give you the class. But I will not be able to give the class except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will send me to the masjid. And also He is the one who can prevent me from coming to the masjid. So mercy of the human being equal to just intentions. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only mercy on the earth. So I can't compare my mercy with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I come to give the class to the sisters, in reality, I am the one getting all the reward. Why? And all the benefit in this worldly life and in the hereafter. Why? You tell me how, Sister Muna? I tell you, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, show mercy to human being, Allah will show you mercy. I am showing you mercy by teaching you the Quran. What is the, by having the intention to teach you. But I will not be able to teach except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I did, in reality, I have an intention. But what Allah will do with me, a lot which none of us knows. Allah will save me from illness, Allah will save me from accidents, Allah will provide me, Allah will take care of me, Allah will give me long life. Besides all of this in the worldly life, Allah will give me great reward on the day of judgment. So who is the winner? You or me? I am the winner in reality. Why? Because I am obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am showing mercy to all the human beings. This is the reality of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this message clear to those whom they believe in His unity, whom they are in reality the true Muslims. So when you look around you and you see the Muslims, if you have 10 Muslims, okay, if more than 2 are following this command, this will be excellent. Mostly, Muslims are helping each other for the sake of the benefit. This is what is going on nowadays all over the earth. Okay, so let us now learn this surah. Let us now, sisters, okay, again and again, everyone is complaining, oh Allah, why my life is full of hardship? Oh Allah, why I am not happy? Oh Allah, why I am not enjoying life? Oh Allah. The answer is clear to every human being. Are you merciful to others so that Allah will shower you with His mercy? Are you trying to fulfill your trust towards your parents, towards your kids, towards your community, towards every Muslim, so that Allah will shower you with His mercy? In reality, everyone is trying to take care of his and her own business. Accordingly, mostly Muslims are not showered by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us, sisters, understand the reality. When you see someone trying to help the community, to take care of the community, to forget the people, to forgive the mistakes of the people, they will say, she's foolish. She doesn't understand anything. They will give her real hard time. What she's doing, she will not get anything. The one who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be looking for anything from the human beings. Because human beings are equal to dust. Dust. Now I change in all my classes, Arabic and English. I change now. When I speak about human beings, I say human beings are dust. Dust cannot give me any benefit or prevent any harm. The only one who can give the benefit or the harm is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am working okay, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I am the one getting all the reward. So when you look around you and you notice that the Muslims are now very intelligent, they are under the impression that they are very intelligent, that I will not give except when I take. You just tell to yourself, poor Muslims, Islam didn't touch your hearts. You didn't leave the mercy of Islam. And maybe you will be on the Day of Judgment with those whom they deny the religion of Islam. Because in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that those whom they are not kind with the orphan, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the orphan? Number one, you must know that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was an orphan. This is number one. Because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an orphan, I love all the orphans. I want to show love to all the orphans. I look for the orphans. And again, sisters, whenever you go for vacation in your country, look for the Muslim orphans and go and visit them and always have part of your salary for the Muslim orphans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never stop your provision since the orphans, they have part of your provision. You must live it like this, okay? Who will take care of the orphan Muslims if the rich Muslims are not taking care of them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take care of everyone, but life is a test. Allah is testing the rich Muslims with the poor, especially the orphan Muslims. So, as a Muslim, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that life is a test and Allah is the owner of everything, I don't own any of my provision, I must have some of the orphans with me in my provision, so that inshallah, I am sure that my provision will never stop, so long I am alive because of those orphans whom I am taking care of them. So this is number one, regarding the orphan. Number two, feeding the needy. Again and again, sisters, when you look to the food which you eat, it is a small amount of food. Okay? And then I will keep the rest of the food for tomorrow. Then I will keep it in the refrigerator for after tomorrow. Then I will throw it. And I will not be able to eat all of this. But to give it to the needy, no. I will keep it for myself. Okay, you keep it for yourself now, okay, but on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you if you keep food, and you know that you have a neighbor Muslim, and or a needy Muslim, whom you were supposed to provide him with that food, and you keep it, maybe tomorrow, maybe after tomorrow I will eat it, Allah will question you about Surah Al-Ma'un regarding that needy person. Then we will move to verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 4, Allah is sending a threat of destruction to those who offer prayers but are careless about them. Who, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, who exactly are such? Who are those people? They are those who perform prayers but they don't meet their requirement. They execute the mechanical aspects and the verbal formula of the prayers, but their hearts are never alive to them, nor are they nourished by praying. Inshallah, in your convention in the summer, okay, I will have a class in the convention which is called the best gift. Okay, and the best gift, inshallah, in this will be about prayers. I will tell you one thing. Inshallah, you will know about the prayer in a way which you never know about the prayer. And inshallah, with the help and mercy of Allah, you will be linked to the prayer in a way which you never think. Alhamdulillah, the classes of the prayers, alhamdulillah, are the highest to rank. Because you know, when you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love the prayer. When you love the prayer, you explain to the sisters how the mercy of the prayer is the mercy which you cannot live without it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if I will not wake up at night or in Fajr prayer to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not be able to handle the worldly life. This is the prayer. This is the biggest gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah in the class, inshallah in the convention, inshallah I will explain to you with the help and support and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to have the prayer as the most precious gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you in your worldly life, and always to keep it in your heart as the most precious so long you are alive, inshallah. Okay, so now we must know that Muslims are required to offer their prayers regularly, having in mind that their prayers are a manifestation of their servitude to Allah alone. Thus, prayer leads them to follow the right path. Okay, so now we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a threat of destruction to those whom they pray their prayers while either they don't have sincerity, or they delay the prayers, or their prayer is not complete, or prayer is not in time. All of these Muslims whom they are under the impression that I already finished the prayer, Allah is sending a threat of destruction to you. Okay, so that, yes, sisters, let us wake up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't just, you know, say Allahu Akbar and start the prayer while your mind is totally out, as if you are not respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you meet the head of anything in this life, you have full concentration. When you meet the Lord of the heavens and the earth, you don't concentrate with Him. So He must send a threat of destruction, because this is too bad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Praying, not put your mind or concentrate.
Prayer. But maybe shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending away from us. Because as soon as I say Allah Akbar, that boy that's supposed to do his own work, you'll be like, okay, is he doing his own work? Is it? No, that thing keep coming.
May Allah forgive us. We do not, we want to pray with full concentration.
Yes.
But how can we do that?
Yes. I will tell you to answer you up to so you know this black then, inshallah. You see, Sister Khadija, Sister Fawzia, if you have time, okay, listen to the classes of Cure and Heal of the Spirits, which are on the internet. And there, you will have two classes about prayers, okay? Inshallah, this is what I will give you in your convention, okay. Inshallah. Because I tell you one thing, to pray with sincerity is not an issue. I can do it like this in a minute. Okay, we cannot sit like this. My mind is full of worldly issues. I am not following the right path with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only care for myself. Okay, and then when I hear the adhan, I will have sincerity. No. Why? Because prayer is the first deed to be evaluated on the day of judgment. If your prayers are correct, all the other deeds are correct. Prayer is the most important deed for the believer. So it is highly evaluated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must have a lot of psychological and religious preparation for prayer. Not everyone can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Because those whom they will meet Allah with sincerity, this equal to paradise. So to be in the paradise and to be inshallah feeling that I am on my way to paradise while you are still in the worldly life, there must be prerequisite. Okay, these prerequisites must be in your spirit all the time. And then just before the prayer you will have other steps, okay, to accelerate and to prepare you. Prayer is a deed which you must need a lot of preparation. When you will pray with sincerity, okay, you will never be from those whom they give hard time to the orphans, whom they are not good with the needy, whom they are not helping the other people. When you will pray with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be the true Muslim, having the manners and values of Islam. And because of that, Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Prayer prevents you from doing any sins. So why we are doing sins while we are praying, in spite we are praying? Because our prayer is not a sincere prayer. Inshallah, in the convention, inshallah, I will discuss this in full detail. And alhamdulillah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I met one sister in Sugarland Masjid. maybe a month ago. I didn't see her for a year. Okay? And she told me, Sister Mona, I want to tell you, Assalamu alaikum, I am leaving America, you know, for good, I am returning to Egypt. Okay? I told her, okay, may Allah take care of you. And she told me, but I want to tell you one thing. You gave us the class of how to pray a year ago. And I am telling to everyone, my prayer is totally changed since I have this class. Jazakallah khair, this is the word which I want to say to you before going to Egypt. I told her, Alhamdulillah, this is the message which I am looking for. Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, it's all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you pray with your heart to Allah. When you pray with your heart, nothing will be in your spirit because you are looking forward for this meeting. This is how you prepare yourself. Inshallah, we will learn this, inshallah, in the convention, inshallah. In the meeting, inshallah. Now, let us finish the surah. So, we mentioned now about the prayer. In verse number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rahim. So now regarding verse number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, those who do good deeds only to be seen by men. This is the showing of, this is the hypocrisy. Okay, again and again, sisters, I want you to know one verse from the Quran regarding those whom they have hypocrisy. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الزَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. Those whom they have this hypocrisy, they are in the lowest rank of the hellfire. Very low. And you will not find anyone to support them. Two characters. They are so down. Okay, and no one will support them. And they are Muslims. You have to know, these are not disbelievers. The munafiqeen, those whom they have hypocrisy, they must be Muslims. Okay, because hypocrisy is the character of a Muslim whom he shows the belief and he, in his heart he is not, he has suspicion. And he cares for showing off. Okay, so try to be away from the showing off, because showing off leads to the lowest rank in the hellfire. And if these people will ask for support, no support for them. Allah clarifies this in the Quran. Okay, so this is regarding those actually whom they pray for showing off. Okay, when I come to the masjid and I notice that there are a lot of sisters, I pray and pray and pray and pray. Okay, this is, you know, the issue. Okay, so this is not the reality. Allah knows it. And the last character of those whom they will be categorized as denying Islam on the day of judgment, they withhold the small kindness from the other brothers and sisters in Islam. Okay, so again, sisters, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they are those whom they don't even lend that which others may benefit from it. Suppose now, you know, I have this bottle of water. I am not planning to drink it today, for example. And the sister Fawzia, she wants to take it. She will drink it. Okay? She will tell me, Sister Mona, if you will not drink it, can I have it? I tell her, no, never. Never ever for you. I will take it home and I will keep it maybe 1 month, 1 year. I will need it. Okay, in spite of the fact the bottle will be expired after 48 hours. But no problem. I will not give it to Sister Fawzi. Why? Because I am not a true believer in the unity of Allah. Because I love myself. Because I am selfish like most of the Muslims whom they are nowadays, very selfish. I am selfish. Did I take anything from Sister Fawzia in compensation for this one? No, so I will not give it to anyone. This is how the Muslims are living together nowadays. Okay, except the very little, I pray to Allah that all of us will be from the very little. Let us use the time. Okay, so Alhamdulillah, now I want just to clarify to you one rule at the end of this surah. Sisters, you must believe that Allah seeks no benefit for Himself from all of these commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the only will. Allah is the only power. Allah is the only mercy. All the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for your own sake. When Allah commands you to help the others, you are the winner, as I clarified. When Allah commands you to have sincerity in your prayer, because Allah wants your heart to be showered with mercy in the prayer. So, alaykum salam. So, for the sake of Allah, sisters, try to realize the reality. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only for the sake of the Muslims. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us these commands for our sake, for our prosperity, for the purification of our hearts, and for the happiness of our life. If you are not happy, if you are not content, if you are having a lot of hardship in your life, revise your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revise your true belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Surah Al-Ma'un together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أرأيت
الذي
يكذب
بالدين
فذلك I want you to see the alif. Okay, there is an alif after the zal. Okay, clear? فذلك, let me clarify it to you. So that you know, even those whom we are learning the Arabic, when you look to the Quran and you see like these sisters, please look to the board. You see this one. This is an alif. Okay, sister, please look here. Okay? Here, when you look here, this one is an alif. Okay, so it is supposed to be like this. فذلك الذي
يدعو
اليتيم.
اليتيم.
Again, sisters, I want you, when you don't know how to read the word, to ask al. This is al. Okay, then ya team. Okay. Try always to separate the alif lam. Because to have it all once, you know, sometimes maybe it is difficult for you because you are not Arabic speaking. Okay? So say, al-yatim, al-yatim. Okay, again, fadhalika.
Fadhalika.
Alladhi.
Alladhi.
Ya du'u.
Ya du'u.
Al-yatim.
Al-yatim.
Wala.
ولا
يحوض
يحوض
على
طعام
المسكين
المسكين.
Again, to read المسكين, sister, because this is long words. This is ال number one, then I separate, then I look. This is the ميم كسرة, then this is the سين سكون, so I divide again. Okay, then كين. So how I will read it? I will say al-miskin. Okay, all of us together.
Al-miskin.
Al-miskin.
Fa-way-lun.
Fa-way-lun. Fa-way-lun.
Fa-way-lun.
Lil-musallin. The word lil-musallin actually is it needs to be divided. How we will divide it? We will say, look to this. Sisters, again, I want you, when you see this in the Quran, you must separate it into lam, lam. Like this. Okay, you can write it in the side of the paper. Okay, so that when you read, you know, don't repeat the Quran. Try to read the letter so that you can read it alone. Okay, so when you see this in the Quran, these two lam, you divide it like this. This is lil. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is lil. And then, musallin. Again, you divide it. So now I will have lil, musallin. You see how many lam in this word? There are three lam. One, two, three. So for you to say lil musallin is not easy. So divide it. Lil musallin. Okay. Lil
musallin.
Okay. Alladhina.
Alladhina.
Hum.
An.
Salatihim.
Salatihim.
Sahun.
سَاهُونَ
الَّذِينَ
هُمْ
Yuraun. Again. How to read Yuraun? Ra. Here. Divide. Yura. Then start the other part. Why? I will tell you now, sisters. Yuraun. Okay. When you look here, sisters, I want you to see that this word is going up, then going dumb. There are two movements in the word. Yuraun. Okay, so you cannot have it once. So divide it. Whereas the hamza. Yuraun. This is yura with the fatha, un with the dumb. Okay? Alladhina.
يكذب
بالدين
فذلك
الذي
يدعو
اليتيم
ولا يحض
على
طعام
المسكين
فويل
للمصلين
الذين
هم
عن صلاتهم
ساهون
الذين
هم يراءون Okay, I will read it and you read it after me, last one. بِأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. All of us together read after me, sister, so that we finish. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
أَرَأَيْتَ
الذي يكذب
بالدين
فذلك
الذي
يدعو
اليتيم
ولا يحض
على
طعام
المسكين
فويل
للمصلين
الذين
هم
عن
صلاتهم
ساهون الذين هم
يراؤون
ويمنعون
الماعون.